This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico Gas Company wants to recover costs associated with dramatic spikes in natural gas prices over the winter. The utility said today it has filed an application with the State Public Regulation Commission. The proposal calls for spreading the recovery of the costs through December 2023 in order to minimize the effects on customers' monthly bills. If approved by regulators, the average increase for customers would be about $5.70 per month, or about 10%. Utility officials say the costs faced in February were unprecedented and the market conditions forced the company to pay higher prices. Even by spreading out the costs over a longer period of time, utility officials acknowledged that it will be tough for some customers to absorb the astronomical price increases that upended the natural gas market in February. New Mexico Gas Company was not alone. Utilities across the region were forced to pay higher prices. As regulated utilities, they passed the cost of fuel onto customers without markup, meaning the prices paid in February would eventually show up in customers' bills. New Mexico Gas Company has created a $1.2 million fund with shareholder money to help low-income customers and small business owners who have fallen behind on their bills due to the economic consequences of the pandemic. Residential customers can also apply for help through a separate program in which qualified customers receive one-time payments towards their bills. A judge has ordered the Albuquerque School District to pay over $400,000 to the Albuquerque Journal and KOB-TV for violating state law by not turning over public records in a timely manner and not meeting deadlines on responding to requests for documents. The Journal reported District Judge Nancy Franchini also ruled yesterday that the two news organizations are entitled to reasonable attorney fees and legal costs. Franchini awarded the Journal over $293,000 and KOB $118,000 in their lawsuit over documents related to former Superintendent Winston Brooks' departure. Albuquerque Public Schools spokeswoman Monica Armenta said the district will appeal the ruling. The U.S. government plans to build a new transmission line and make other upgrades costing hundreds of millions of dollars to ensure its laboratory in northern New Mexico has enough electricity for ongoing operations and future missions that include manufacturing key components for the nation's nuclear arsenal. Officials have said one of the existing lines that feeds Los Alamos National Laboratory is expected to reach capacity this summer. The other likely will hit its limit within the next few years amid more high computing projects related to nuclear weapons design and performance, and as work ramps up to build the plutonium cores that are used to trigger weapons. They're asking the public to weigh in on the scope of the planned review. A virtual public meeting is scheduled for May 6th, and the public will have until May 21st to weigh in on the scope of the review. Part of the line would be built along an existing utility corridor, but a new path would have to be cut through forest land to reach an electrical substation. The Los Alamos Study Group, a watchdog group that has been critical of the lab's expansion plans, reiterated concerns about the lack of an overall analysis of the cumulative effects that plutonium core production and more weapons work could have on surrounding communities. Health officials are reporting the Navajo Nation's first case this year of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a rare but potentially fatal disease spread by infected rodent droppings. The Tribal Health Department said the case was confirmed in McKinley County in northwestern New Mexico, but it wasn't known how the person contracted hantavirus. Hantavirus typically is reported in spring and summer, often due to exposures that occur when people are near mouse droppings in homes, sheds, or poorly ventilated areas. Recommended precautions to limit the spread of hantavirus include ventilating and cleaning areas where there might be mouse droppings. This is KUNM.